Board Chair Sandra Donaghy announced the vote outcome after about 3 hours of deliberations.
The board was unable to reach a majority decision and will not be recommending that the chief reverse his decision.
She described the hearing as a tragic and difficult process and said the split decision reflected that complexity. Here's how board attorney Carrie Davis described the results.
The 4-4 decision here reflects the really difficult and tragic issues in this case and reflects that the community has its various beliefs about the case, and I think that the board's decision reflects that.
Regardless of how the review board members voted, they were unanimous in their belief that some things were done wrong when Keith Scott was fatally shot outside a University City apartment complex last September. Board members voted 8-0 to send specific recommendations to Chief Kerr Putney on things they think need to change. Review Board Chair Donaghy.
The CRB will be making policy recommendations to the CMPD concerning policies applied and decisions made by the officers involved in the events of September 20, 2016. The CRB cannot and will not comment on what those recommendations will be.
Like the closed-door hearing, a state law mandate, no one involved in the hearing can discuss anything that was said during the proceedings. The board's attorney says they realize people are probably frustrated with this, but says they should direct that at the State General Assembly, whose members passed the laws the board operates under. Justin Bamberg, one of the attorneys for the Scott family, commended the board for pushing for policy changes. He says he respects the split decision and does not look at it as a loss.
I consider today a good day. While, of course, obviously we would want to win in a very one-sided fashion, you know, we still do not maintain that this was a justifiable shooting. And the board was split, which has come a long way from the chief's early determination that, no, this shooting was absolutely 150% justified. Well, four of the board members, after hearing everything, thought differently.
The Citizens Review Board is an 11-member volunteer body. One seat is vacant and two members were absent Thursday. The hearing had been scheduled for 2 days but stretched to a third. Bamberg says he was not upset over the absences.
I don't think it really affected anything. The ones who were here heard the evidence presented. This, of course, has essentially been the first time that the Scott family were able to present their side. And we are still looking into the likelihood of success on a civil lawsuit, particularly after today. We are feeling encouraged.
But the outcome was frustrating for local NAACP President Corinne Mack. Earlier, she called for residents not to protest but give the review board a chance to make a decision. She thought it would be clear-cut and possibly favor the Scott family.
Clearly, I'm not happy. In fact, I'm concerned, because I don't understand why you would convene a board and not have an odd number to ensure that you don't have a tie. Not having an odd number is a very big concern for me right now.
The board did not release how individual members voted, and the board's attorney refused to reveal what the breakdown was along racial lines. City officials say since the Citizens Review Board was established in 2013, they have held 5 evidentiary hearings, but so far, none have resulted in a recommendation to overturn a police department decision. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.